It's one of the most famous corrections that parents issue to their children. A child, sitting at the dinner table, pushes aside a plate of half-eaten food and announces, "I'm done." The parent, faced with the choice of focusing on the child's inadequate vegetable consumption, or his language, gives in to the grammar snob impulse and says, "No, a roast is done. You're finished." And, with no further explanation offered by the parent, the child takes from the table the lesson that word choice is a cruel mystery no one will ever give him the resources to solve. When you think about how many times that scenario has played out in America in the last 50 or 60 years, it boggles the mind. But did these untold legions of kids actually get good information from these seemingly well-intentioned parents? That's a different matter. The argument that the word done can't be used to mean finished goes back about 100 years to a book called The Manual of Good English. But the authors of this book didn't really explain why they believed we should draw a line in the sand between these two words. Nor did they explain why the rule they were laying down should become the new law of the land, in spite of the fact that people had been using done to mean finished since at least the mid-1700s. The best that modern-day researchers can figure is that the authors of this book took it upon themselves to say that a very well-established word usage should just no longer be tolerated. The idea that done can't be used to mean finished caught on in certain circles. And by the mid-1960s, it was cropping up in a lot of places, including Theodore Bernstein's highly influential book, The Careful Writer, which says this about the word done. The word should not be used in good writing to mean finished or completed. It is proper to say the roast is done, but this does not mean it is finished. It means that the roast is sufficiently cooked. Bernstein, however, wasn't the kind of guy who liked to provide sources for the rules he laid down. His say-so, he figured, was all that anyone needed. But the reader who actually stopped to question whether guys like Bernstein got the final say would come to a very different conclusion indeed. For one thing, as we've already seen, people had been using done to mean finished for centuries. But more important, the dictionary definition of done simply doesn't support this prohibition. Done is primarily a past form of do. Today we do the laundry, in the past we have done the laundry. But, like a lot of past forms, it's also an adjective. For example, think of the past tense of the word paint. We painted the fence. And note how it can be used to modify a noun, a painted fence. It's the same idea with done. And the adjective use of done is actually so standard it gets a separate entry in a lot of dictionaries. If we look at the entry for the adjective form of done, we see instantly that there's nothing wrong with saying, "I'm done with my dinner." Here's the American Heritage Dictionary. Done, 1, having been carried out or accomplished. Finished. 2, cooked adequately. In other words, the form we use when we say the roast is done is actually secondary to the one a child uses when he pushes aside a plate and says he's done. The catchy and memorable correction so many parents pass on to their kids isn't true today and wasn't even true back in their day. By the 1970s, even Bernstein had started to change his tune. So when a child pushes away a plate with untouched vegetables declaring, "I'm done," perhaps it would be better to focus on his nutrition rather than his word choice.